Blog Talk Radio.
Words you wish to smile upon you. Good evening and welcome to Set Free Live. I am Apostle Deborah Taylor, and it is a blessing, beloved, to be with you once again today. Truly, we do thank and praise God, amen, for his loving kindness and his tender mercy. Praise the Lord. And we are rejoicing in the God of our salvation on today. We do thank God, amen, just for being God all by himself. Amen. We thank God for another broadcast. Amen. That he's allowed us, amen, once again to gather just to give God praise, honor, and glory and share in the word of the Lord. Amen. And we appreciate you, all of you that are listening on tonight. Praise God. Amen. We are going into the word of the Lord. Praise God. We are doing an exciting teaching entitled Demonology and Deliverance. Praise God. And this is one of these subjects, amen, that is a very good subject. It's something that we need to study. Praise God. Amen. Amen. We also know, though, that the enemy does not like it. Amen. When we begin to expose him for really who he is. But in this day and hour, amen, we must be aware, amen, of the demonic activity that is taking place, particularly in the body of Christ. Praise God. Amen. But we are victorious over the enemy because Jesus died that we might be free, that we might have a right to the tree of life. Praise God. So we thank God for the word of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Now we're going back again into the word. Praise God. And before we do, we do want to have prayer. Amen. We want to just take a minute to pray. Praise God. So just join me, amen, as we spend this time, amen, the next several minutes. Praise God. Our broadcast on Sunday evening is a little bit longer, praise God, because we just want to be able to share, amen, the word of the Lord. Father, we thank you for all that you've done for us all day long. We thank you for this day. We thank you for this opportunity, God. And we ask as we go into your word tonight that, Father, you would anoint your word. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for your sweet Holy Spirit. We thank you, Father, for leading us and guiding us and directing us by your Spirit. Oh, Father God, we ask now that you take us further in your word, God. Hide us, God, in your word. And, Father, as you illuminate and revelate and cause a knowledge to come, Father, come forth, help us to be receptive to hear your word. Those that need healing, God, we ask that you heal. Those that need salvation, Father, we ask that you save. Father God, those that just need to be encouraged, Father, we want you to encourage tonight. Lift up tonight, Father God. Lord, you meet every need, seen and unseen, God, known and unknown. We thank you for what you're doing. We thank you for the ministry of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. We thank you now for your manifested presence. We ask, God, that you take total control now, that you have your way. We give this time over to you now. And, Father, we thank you. We're praising you in advance for all that you're going to do. Minister as only you can, and we'll never cease to praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise God. Now, on our last broadcast, when we were talking about demonology, actually our last broadcast we deviated just a little bit. We talked about spiritual warfare. Praise God. And it is befitting to know what tools we have, and that it's important to also know that we have victory in warfare when we use the tools that God has given us simply from the word of God. And when we simply do that and apply the word, praise God, we will walk in victory. Praise the Lord. Now, we have been talking about the nature of demons, work of demons. We've also talked about the nature of God, the attributes of God, because we need to know, amen, who God is and what he is to us. Praise God. As well as we need to know what our enemy is and who he is, so that when we see these things, we know that it's demonic activity and we can abort anything that the devil is doing. Praise God. Amen. And if we find that we're trafficking in the enemy's territory in any type of way, the Holy Ghost will reveal that. And then it's up to us to take authority, to take a stand, amen, to make up in our minds that we're going to be free, that we're going to walk free, that we're going to live free, because the Bible says, Jesus said, he whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Praise God. And so we thank God, amen, for the word tonight. Now, we were talking about the work of demons, and then we went into trafficking with demons, which is forbidden in both the Old Testament and the New Testament. And I want to kind of go back over some of these scriptures, and we're going to slow down just a little bit. We're going to read some of these scriptures, praise the Lord. And the first one we want to go to tonight is Leviticus chapter 19 and verse 31. Praise God. And then, now we know that to traffic with demon spirits, any type of familiar spirit, sorcery, all types of witchcraft is forbidden. We're not to have any kind of contact or any type of trafficking with palm readers and all these kind of people. If we've ever opened these type of doors, then what you must do is you must close these doors. You must renounce it. You must repent. Praise God. Close that door to the enemy so he cannot traffic in any kind of way in that area. Praise God. God does not need, or nor does he use, worldly means or demonic activity to speak. I mean, he doesn't need that. He doesn't need any help. The Holy Ghost doesn't need that type of assistance. Praise God. See, God wants us to be pure. He wants the gifts that are within us to be pure. Amen. And we can stay pure and we can stay clean simply, amen, by fellowshipping. We talked about that, fellowshipping in the Word, not neglecting the Word, not neglecting to pray, not neglecting to seek the Lord. Praise the Lord. When we follow, amen, what the Word says, praise God, we'll walk right. Amen. And it's not hard to do that. Praise God. Now, Leviticus 19 and 31 says, regard not them that have familiar spirits, neither seek after wizards to be defiled by them. I am the Lord your God. Now, people that go to wizards and warlocks and palm readers and all these things, praise God, amen, you really run the risk of contaminating your spirit, praise God. So the Bible says do not regard them that have familiar spirits, nor seek after wizards, praise God. And we even have to be careful in the church, praise the Lord, that we don't begin to see people with gifts and we run after the gifts. The Bible says that these signs shall follow them that believe, praise the Lord. So what should happen as a believer, amen, if we're walking right in the Word, the signs should follow us. We shouldn't follow the signs. Nor should we run after gifts, nor should we run after those, amen, that God uses in prophecy or uses in word of knowledge. And we've talked about the gifts of the Spirit, and yes, they all should be in operation, and they should flow freely in our midst, praise the Lord. And when the atmosphere is clean, when the atmosphere is pure, God can move, and it doesn't take God long to do what he wants to do, praise the Lord. But we must not be defiled, praise God, by these things. Now, let's go over to Deuteronomy chapter 18 and read verse 10. Amen. Deuteronomy 18 and 10, praise God. Amen. We're talking about trafficking with demons. It is forbidden to do that. Deuteronomy 18 and 10, it says, there shall not be found among you anyone that maketh his son or his daughter to pass through the fire, or that useth divination, or an observer of times, or an enchanter, or a witch. Praise God. Now, all of these different things, we're not to sacrifice our children. This is talking about human sacrifices. It's talking about divination. It's talking about sorcery, enchanters, observing the times, astrology, all of these things, praise God. We must be careful that we do not open ourselves up to any of this stuff, astrology, horoscopes, praise God. We don't need to know, amen, about our horoscope, because God ain't going to speak through that. Amen. You don't need to know even your signs and all of that. I know some people, you know, well, I'm this and I'm that. Amen. And they read every day, well, what does it say for today? What about the Word? Just get in the Word. Praise God. Amen. And go to God in prayer. Praise God. Don't open yourself up to these things. Praise God. Now, this is straight Word. Praise God. This is what we should not do. Amen. Now, let's read another scripture over in the book of Isaiah, chapter 8. Verses 19 through 21. Isaiah chapter 8. Okay. Verses 19 through 21. Amen. I'm trying to get there. Amen. Praise God. We do appreciate our caller being on the line tonight. Amen. We thank God for those that call in. Praise God. And we say God bless you tonight. We appreciate you joining us on tonight. Praise the Lord. Okay, Isaiah chapter 8, and I'm still in the wrong place. Amen. 19 through 21. And when they shall say unto you, seek unto them that have familiar spirits, and unto wizards that peep, and that mutter, should not a people seek unto their God for the living to the dead, to the law and to the testimony? If they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. And they shall pass through it, hardly be fed and hungry. And it shall come to pass that when they shall be hungry, they shall fret themselves and curse their king and their God and look upward. Now, this is really a good scripture, because when we walk in spiritual darkness, and when people walk in the what they think is God, and it's not God, praise God, God is not going to answer. Praise God. They're not going to get what they want. They're not going to get the answers that they want. They're going to be dissatisfied. And that's what the scripture is saying here. Now, what we must do is we must get in the Word of God, search the Word, and seek God, praise God, and make sure, amen, that you're walking in the light. Jesus is in the light. There's no darkness in him. Praise God. Amen. This is why Saul suffered so in the very end, because he really went against his own law. Amen. And going to the witch of Endor. Amen. Seeking to try to get a hold of God. And God was nowhere there. Praise God. And it's a dangerous thing for the Holy Ghost to leave us, and for the presence of God to leave us. Amen. And then we can no longer get back to God. Praise God. But there are a lot of people that will fall away in the last days. And then they're going to be searching for the voice of God. Amen. And going to go to witches, and going to go to wizards, and going to go to warlocks, praise God, to find a word, to try to find a word, praise God. And God is not going to be anywhere there. So we want to make sure that we stay in the ark of safety. Amen. That we stay where we need to stay in God, and that we allow the Lord to do in us the things that he's desiring to do. Praise God. Now, I want to go over to the New Testament real quick. Amen. And I want to read Acts chapter 16 and verse 16. And I believe we did read this before, but we're going to read it again. And we're very familiar with this. We've been stomping around the book of Acts for a while. Amen. And we love it. Praise the Lord. Okay. Acts chapter 16, verse 16, it says, and it came to pass, as we went to prayer, now this is Paul, of course, a certain damsel possessed with a spirit of divination met us, which brought her masters much gain by soothsaying. Now, we know that this young woman could say things, and it would sound like it was right, praise God, but she was a witch. She was filled with, she was possessed by demons. She walked in divination, praise God, and she also had masters. And because they saw what she could do, she brought them a lot of money, praise God. Now, the Bible says this, that the same followed Paul and us and cried, saying, these men are the servants of the Most High God, which show unto us the way of salvation. Now, when you really think about that, what she said, your first thought, you wouldn't think anything about it, praise God. But Paul, by the Holy Ghost, knew that this young girl was not speaking by God. She wasn't speaking under the direction of God, nor was she speaking because she was saved. She was possessed by demons, praise God. And the Bible says, and this did she many days. So she followed them, and she constantly would say, amen, that these men are the servants of God, of the servants of the Most High God, and they show us the way of salvation. Praise God. And the Bible says she did it many days. But Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the Spirit, praise God. He saw beyond this young lady. He saw what was motivating her and what was causing her to operate, and it was demon spirits. So he spoke to the Spirit, I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. and he came out the same hour. Now, he didn't toil with her. He didn't, glory to God, he didn't go through all the little stuff. Sometimes we go through, and nothing wrong with it. If you got to labor with people, sometimes we do, praise the Lord. But the Bible says he simply commanded the demon to come out. He spoke to that spirit, praise the Lord, and it left that hour, praise God. And then it goes on to say that when her master saw that the hope of the gang was gone, the first thing they did was they attacked Paul and Silas. Praise God. The point being is that, you know, Paul would not allow that spirit to continue, amen, to speak, because he knew that it was not God and it was a distraction. And the enemy will distract you. Amen. The enemy will do stuff to get you off focus, off target. Praise the Lord. So he got grieved in his spirit, and he got to a point where he said, we're not going to have this tonight. This spirit is not going to upset the church. Amen. And we got to recognize when the enemy comes in, praise the Lord, he comes in to bring confusion. He comes in, praise the Lord, to bring upsetness. He comes in to cause, to try to abort the vision of God, and we must recognize when he walks in, take authority over him, praise God, bind the enemy and cast him out in the name of Jesus, praise the Lord. We have that authority, and we must walk in the authority that the Lord has given us. This is a time now when we must constantly, beloved, we must walk in the authority of God. Praise the Lord. Jesus gave us authority to cast out devils, to heal the sick, to raise the dead, to lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. Now, this is our authority that Jesus gave us. Praise the Lord. Amen. It's almost like a power of attorney. Praise God. He's given us the authority and the permission. Praise God. To use his name, amen. And so when we do that, when we speak in his name, it's like he's speaking. Amen. We need to begin to recognize what God has done for us. Praise God. So when we say in the name of Jesus, glory to God, there's power in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. This is why the religious folk did not want the boys to preach in the name of God. They didn't want them to do anything and call the name of Jesus, because they knew that just saying his name, hallelujah, demons tremble, praise God. People get healed, amen. The power of God is manifested and moves, praise God, when we begin to speak the name of Jesus, amen. Just the mention of his name, there's power in his name, praise God. And we have that authority, praise God. And so we must use that authority properly, praise God, in order to see God move, amen, as he desires to move, praise God. Now, let's go over again to 1 Timothy chapter 4, and we're going to read verses 1 through 5. Amen. The scripture says, "Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils." We are definitely in this time and season. Amen. Many are walking away from God. Praise God. Many are calling good evil and evil good. Amen. Many are compromising and taking down, amen, their stand. Many are trying to water down the gospel. Praise the Lord. Many are trying to compromise their way through. Don't really want to get free, but yet want to hold on. Amen. You can't hold on and get free too. Some things you got to let go of. Praise God. Some areas you've got to be willing to relinquish, praise the Lord, because there are certain things God just will not do for us. We must do. We must take that step, praise God. That's what this is all about. He just wants us to be free, praise the Lord. Now, and also, verse 2 says, "Speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from meats, which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good, and nothing to be refused, if it be received with thanksgiving," praise God, "for it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer," praise God. So we're going to see more and more and more false teachers, false preachers, false apostles, false prophets, amen, in the land, because we are living in the last day, and people are looking for those that will tickle their ear. They don't want to really hear the truth, but somebody that will pet the flesh and pet them, praise God. But this is the hour now. The Lord let me know even last week, praise God. He let me know. He said, you can no longer, amen, stand by when you see different ones, and I put people in your pathway to minister to. Amen, you must no longer stand by and not speak the truth, speak my word. Not that I don't. I really do speak the word of God, and I believe in speaking the truth. But there are times when God will challenge us. In other words, he'll get in our face. Praise God. Amen. And this is the hour and the season of judgment. God is judging. Amen. God is judging. God is doing such a work in the body of Christ. He's revealing. He's exposing. Praise God. And we ought to want to be found. Amen. Right in God's perfect will. Praise God. Our temples need to be clean. Our minds need to be clean. Our hands need to be clean. Praise God. Everything about us needs to be clean. Praise God. Our environment. Everything. God is dealing with everything. Even in my own life, he's dealing with every point. Praise God. He's not going to leave anything out, beloved. Praise God. Why? Because he wants us free. He wants us whole. He is doing a quick work. And when we submit to God, when we submit fully to him, then we can resist the devil. And he will flee from us. Praise God. Now I want to read one more scripture. 1 John chapter 4, verses 1 through 6. We're going to read that. Amen. 1 John 4, 1 through 6. It says, from whence come wars and fightings among you? Come they not hence, even of your lust, that war in your members? And we know that there is a war in our members. Praise God. The flesh fights against the spirit. Amen. And when we walk in carnality, that is flesh. So there's a war, there's a battle. Praise God. But the Bible says that the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. So what we must do, since it's already weak, beloved, just go ahead and kill it. Just go ahead and mortify it. Praise God. Put it to death. Amen. And allow the spirit of God that's within to rise up and let God take the helm. Praise God. Listen, verse 2 says, ye lust and have not. Ye kill and desire to have and cannot obtain. Ye fight and war, yet ye have not because ye ask not. Ye ask and receive not because ye ask amiss, that ye may consume it upon your lust. Praise God. Now, verse 4, it says, ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Praise the Lord. Amen. If we're friends with the world, we're friends with worldly things, amen, we're going to be an enemy of God, because God is not going to accept you, beloved, or me, or any of us with foolishness and mess. Praise God. He's going to challenge you. He's going to challenge me. Praise God. None of the world should have a place in us. That's what got Eve in trouble. She desired something she did not need. Praise God. Amen. She had every tree in the garden, but that one tree that God said, don't eat of it. Praise God. The day you do, amen, you will die. She didn't recognize that death was a spiritual death. That death was a connection with God. Praise God. So when we disobey the word, amen, we run the risk of becoming disconnected with God, because the word clearly says, if you're a friend of the world, you're enmity with God. You're an enemy, because God hates sin. And we've got to get to a point where we hate sin. It's the enemy that we should detest and hate, not our brothers, not our sisters. Amen. It's the enemy. And when we see demonic activity, praise God, we should be on the offensive and go after that to say, wait a minute, I'm going to eradicate that, because that's not God. Amen. I want to be a friend of God. Amen. So I don't want anything in my life that's going to hinder my walk with God, where I can't get to God. Beloved, we need him. We need the Lord. Praise God. If ever was a time we in the body need God, it's right here, right now. Praise God. Listen, whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. Now, this is a straight up word. So if we're going to be a friend with the world, we're going to love worldly things, again, carnal things, amen, that's going to put us on the opposite side. Praise God. Do ye think that the scripture saith in vain, the spirit that dwelleth in us lusteth to envy? Oh my. But he giveth more grace. Wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. So when we humble ourselves, and we bring ourselves low under the mighty hand of God, Praise God. We recognize where we are. Amen. Praise the Lord. If we have issues or whatever, we humble ourselves, then God can lift us up, and then he can help us. Praise God. But when we walk around with pride, that ain't me. That's for everybody but me. Come on, somebody. I don't care how long you've been saved, filled with the Holy Ghost, walking with God. There's something in your life that God still wants to deal with. Amen. Until we see Jesus, there will be things that we will have to deal with. The thing about it is, the closer you get to God, amen, the further away you'll get from the enemy. And he won't have no place in us. Come on. Amen. And so when things come up, we get rid of it. We deal with it. Come on. Every day. Every day. Work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Every single day. Amen. We're challenged. Praise the Lord. It could be your attitude. It could be you not wanting to love your sister or your brother. It could be you not wanting to serve. Amen. Don't have an attitude, even when things go on, praise God, especially in the body of Christ. Amen. Don't get to a point where you don't want to do anything for God. Amen. Don't leave God, no matter what goes on. Amen. Keep your hand in God's hand. Praise the Lord. Know that God's with you. He's going to bring you through it. Amen. Praise God. Now, I want to go to another scripture. 1 John 3:8, it says this: for this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Jesus came to destroy the works of the enemy, not just put them to sleep. Come on, somebody. Sometimes things just go to sleep. They're not gone. There's some things in us, amen, that is allowed to be dormant. Amen. You know, in a person that has been sick and they say, well, the cancer is in remission, or it's there, but it's not active. It's dormant, but it's there. It's a danger. It's like a time bomb that could wake up at any moment and go off. Praise God. We don't want anything in us like that, whether naturally or spiritually. Praise the Lord. Amen. So we don't want nothing dormant. We don't want anything that the enemy can say, wait a minute, that belongs to me, because he will grab it. Come on, somebody. Every door to the enemy must be closed. We talked about doors, amen, that lead to strongholds and these type of things. We must close every door. Every single door. Don't leave anything open. Praise God. Every door, if you think it's wrong, cast it out. If you think that it ain't, glory to God. Amen. Just say, look, we're going to get rid of it. Not going to take no chance. Praise the Lord. We don't have no time. Praise God, to give him not even a fourth, a sliver. Praise God. Close every door. Amen. Now listen, in the name of Jesus, we have victory over the enemy, amen, and his works, because Jesus made them of no effect. God will never use one of the works of the devil to deal with his children. God would not have sent Jesus to destroy the works of the devil only to pick them back up to use on those he loves. Very important. We can have confidence that God has enough wisdom to deal with us on a level higher than that which the devil would use. Again, like I said earlier, God doesn't use worldly methods even to get to people. He won't do that. In other words, he doesn't use unclean channels. Praise God. Amen. Methods that the world would use, we don't have to use them. Praise the Lord. Now listen, Paul tells us that we are the determining factor in whether the devil can operate in our lives. He says, neither give place to the devil. We don't give him any room. Praise God. Because we are the determining factor. We're the ones that say yay or nay. Amen. Now listen, the Amplified Bible says it this way: leave no room or foothold for the devil. Give no opportunity to him. That's Ephesians 4:27. So when we allow openings in our spiritual life, the devil feels that he has a right, again, to take advantage of us in those specific territories. If we keep the doors closed, he cannot do what he would like to do. Simple as that. Praise God. When you slam the door, amen, if somebody comes to your door, amen, and you don't want to have nothing to do with them, you're going to say, get out, or you're going to say, no, thank you, and you're going to close the door. You're telling them you have no access. You cannot come in. Praise God. And this is what we have to do to the enemy. Amen. The Bible introduces us to the open door principle in Genesis 4:7, when the Lord said to Cain, if thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted? And if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door. In other words, God told Cain that Satan was crouched at his doorway, waiting to leap into his life. My God, Cain had the choice, and because he chose to open the door to jealousy, Satan led him into murder of his brother. So one thing leads to another. Praise God. Anger could lead to hatred, bitterness, resentment, and then wrath, all these things. So when you open the door to one thing, praise God, when you, they say it all the time, if you do, if you tell one lie and you're not willing to really tell the truth, then you're going to have to tell another lie to cover up the first lie, and then on and on. And before you know it, you are in a mess. Praise God. Amen. But if you put on truth, you don't have to take yourself through that. Praise the Lord. Amen. So we must make sure that we do not open the door to the enemy in any kind of way. And if you do, when you recognize it, you take action. Don't let things go. Don't let things stay. Praise God. If you become offended, if you become hurt, don't let that thing fester. Don't let it stay. Praise God. There are things that you've got to get rid of. Praise the Lord. Amen. In order to be free. Praise God. And stay free. Praise the Lord. So we know what happened to Cain. We know that he opened that door. Praise God. And the enemy was right there. Praise God. He had a choice. Amen. But he took the wrong choice. He ended up murdering his brother. Amen. So it was a progressive step that he took. Praise God. Even I'm thinking of Esau and Jacob. Praise God. You know, now that's a kind of different scenario in the fact that it dealt with Esau's birthright. Amen. But he lost out because he sold it. But then Jacob really didn't fare too well for a while either, because he was deceptive. Amen. He did get the blessing, but he really paid the price. Praise God, because down the road with Laban, amen, he suffered. He went through some things. Amen. So it's never a good thing to open up the wrong doors. You never know what you're going to have to go through as a result. Amen. So in other words, one thing leads to another until we find ourselves again in big trouble. For this reason, we must learn to close the doors and keep them closed before they develop into something harmful. Amen. Praise God. Now, what I want to talk about, amen, praise God, is I'm going to shift gears just a little bit. We've been talking about the attributes of God, and we've kind of given some pointers on the enemy and demon activity. And one of the things that as we go through this teaching that we want you to kind of think about is in deliverance, there are steps that you take that you need to be aware of in order to really, really be set free. Praise God. Because when we go through some of these strongholds, I'm sure that God's going to speak and he's going to let you know, praise God, that, you know, this area you need to deal with. But before you can really get there, you must take some steps toward deliverance. And number one, you must be honest. Amen. When you know you have a problem or issue or something that you're battling with, even when you're in the world, an alcoholic, before they can get free, they've got to admit, I'm an alcoholic, or whatever, praise God. But then they really got to take some drastic moves, amen, to get free of that, praise God. And we know Jesus really sets us free, praise God. But number one, you must be honest. You got to be honest with yourself and with God. Amen. If you expect to receive deliverance, you got to be honest. A lack of honesty will keep you in darkness. Praise God. It'll keep you, and what happens is you'll get worse and worse and worse. Praise God, because the enemy will steal traffic in and out at will. Demon spirits thrive on darkness. Any sin not confessed or repented of gives demons a legal right to remain. Praise God. So what we must do, we must ask God for help. Amen, and ask him to help us see ourselves, amen, as he sees us, amen, and then to bring to light anything that's not of him, praise God. Now, let's go over and let's read Psalms 32 and 5. Psalms 32 and 5 says, praise God, it says, I acknowledged my sin unto thee, and mine iniquity have I not hid. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin. Now, when we truly, truly repent, amen, and we truly, amen, tell God just what we've done or just like it is, praise God, he will forgive, amen, he will cleanse. This is what this is saying. David said, I acknowledged it. First of all, I had admitted, praise God, yeah, I've sinned, praise God. Amen. This is what David is saying. He acknowledges sin unto God. And my iniquity have I not hid. He didn't hide the fact that he needed help. And this is what honesty is. You're telling the truth. You're saying, I need help. Praise God. Now, let's read another scripture. Psalms 139, verses 23 and 24. Praise God. Okay, Psalms 139, 23 and 24 says, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. I remember years ago, praise God, when I was a young girl coming up in our church, amen, our pastor would often preach, and at the end, toward the end, she would begin to say, you know, I want God to search me. We used to sing the song, Search Me, Lord. I can't think of all the words, but anyway, turn the light from heaven on my soul. If you find anything that should not be, take it out and straighten me. I want to be right. I want to be whole. Praise God. Something to that effect. Amen. But this is what this scripture is talking about. God, I want you to search me and know my heart. In other words, God does know our heart. He knows what's in our heart. Reveal what's in there. If there's something in there that should not be in there. Amen. Then try me. Put me to the test. Praise God. And know my thoughts. Praise God. So we're giving God permission. Amen. We're opening ourselves up when we pray this, when we say this scripture. Amen. And then he says, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Praise God. This is a powerful scripture. This is honesty. This is what honesty is, being open and transparent before God. When we're transparent, that means he can look straight through us. Praise God. And we're not hiding anything. And if there's any spot, any little thing there, amen, the Holy Ghost is going to let us know, you're not walking right. You didn't say that right. You didn't do right. Praise God. And the convicting power of God will hit us. And at that moment, we must repent. Amen. Get it right. Praise God. Honesty. Number two, we must have humility. We must recognize that we are dependent on God and his provisions for deliverance. Amen. And we're going to go over to James chapter 4. Amen. Recognize we are dependent on God, amen, for his provision of deliverance. It's not on us, praise God, as far as us being delivered, amen. Praise God. We read verse 6. The latter part of 6 says, God resists the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. Verse 7 says, submit yourselves, therefore, to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. So when we submit to God and we yield to him, when we're submitting, you're surrendering. You are lifting up your hands and you're saying, here I am. I surrender my will to you, God. I give you my life. I give you my heart. I give you my soul. I give you everything, Father. Take me now. Do in me what you want. Cleanse me. Praise God. Then you can resist the devil. Wait a minute. That area of rejection. Praise God. A bondage. Haughty spirit. Praise God. Fear. Spirit of Antichrist. Death. Infirmity. Oh, my God. Divination. Praise the Lord. All these things. We can resist the enemy, and he will flee from us. Praise God. All right. And then, number three, we must repent. We must have a heart to repent. We must have a heart to change. We must have a heart to go the other way. Praise God. Repentance is a determined turning away from sin and Satan. Praise God. So we must hate all evil in our life and fall out of agreement with it. Praise God. Now, someone that's addicted to smoking, praise God, and they like to smoke, not going to get free from it. If you like doing it, if you like going to the gambling shack, and you know that you ain't got no business going over there, throwing your money away, praise God, amen, but you like it, you're going to keep doing it. until you hate it, till you recognize that it's not God, and God ain't going to bless you by you going over there throwing your money into one-armed bandit, amen, or going on the table or whatever you do. Praise God. He is not going to bless you by going to that store and buying those lottery tickets. Praise the Lord. He ain't going to give you the magic seven numbers. Praise God. When he tells you to work, praise God, manage your money right, give your tithes, give your offering. Come on, somebody. Praise the Lord. Do what's right according to the word, and you will be blessed. Because the Bible says the blessing of the Lord maketh rich. It ain't going to add no sorrow. Praise God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. When we just simply follow the word, praise God. The word says in Amos 3:3, can two walk together except they be agreed? When we agree with the world and we agree with the little habits and stuff, praise God, we're gonna join ourselves with it. But once we say no, I can't live that way, I can't walk that way, I can't talk that way, praise God, because that's not God, that's not the Holy Ghost, that's not love, that's not being generous, that's not being kind, that's not being sincere, oh, praise God, we begin to recognize that that's not the way God would have me. God, I'm coming over on your side. I want to walk in the fruit of the Spirit. Praise God, I want to walk in love and joy and all the things that you have given so that my life will be blessed, praise God. So we must be determined to turn away from sin and Satan, praise God. Deliverance is not to be used merely to gain relief from problems, but in order to become more like Jesus through obedience to all God requires. It's not a relief method, praise God, because if you don't truly get relieved, get delivered, amen, you'll get just a touch, and you those enemies, those demons may subside, they may subsist, they may go quiet, but they don't leave. You're still going to have a problem. So it's not a thing of, well, I'm going to come to church today because I did wrong yesterday, and I know if I just say I'm sorry, if I just get in the presence, I'll feel better. No, you got to go further than that. Amen. You got to get real with God. Amen. So repentance is a turning from all that hinders spiritual growth, ministry, and fellowship. Repentance requires open confession of all sin. Praise the Lord. It takes away the legal rights of demons. Praise God. So when we do this, amen, then they realize, oh, we're losing our foothold, which they're defeated anyway. Praise God, but we don't have to give them access. Come on, somebody. Amen. Now, then number four, we must renounce. Renunciation is the forsaking of evil. Praise God. It is the action resulting from repentance. We repent, then we renounce. Amen. When you renounce something, you say, I have had enough with that. I renounce you. I forbid you to go any further. You slam the door to the enemy. Praise God. Amen. You kick him in his teeth, which he don't have none. No way. Amen. Praise God. Now, let's go over to Matthew's chapter 3. Amen. And let's read verse 7 and 8. Okay, it says, but when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees, this is John the Baptist, come to his baptism, he said unto them, O generation of vipers, he called them snakes. He was boy, John was bold. He called them snakes, praise God. He said, who has warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring forth, therefore, fruits meet for repentance. He was telling them, look, you gotta have to do more. You're gonna have to, there gotta be some fruit in your life that you have changed, that the Holy Ghost has done touched you, that Jesus have come in, praise God. Now, we know he was a forerunner, praise God. He said, wait a minute, lip service is not gonna be enough. Amen. It's not enough just to know the letter of the law, beloved, and be able to quote it, but you got to be able to live it and walk in it. Amen. And don't fool yourself. The enemy knows those that are walking right. He knows if you're walking right. He knows if you're walking in the word. Amen. He knows if you're a threat to his kingdom. Praise God. Amen. And we ought to be a threat. We ought to be a threat. If you're really serving God, amen, minister that's listening to me right now, pastor, amen, apostle, evangelist, whoever's listening to me, you ought to be a threat to the enemy's kingdom. Praise God. Amen. Now, renunciation means to have a clean break with Satan and all his works. So number one, we must be honest. Number two, we must be humble. Number three, we must repent. Number four, we must renounce. And number five, we must walk in forgiveness. Praise God. God freely forgives all who confess their sins and ask forgiveness through his Son. He expects us to forgive all others who have ever wronged us in any way. And a lot of times we're praying for people to receive deliverance, and things come up that really, really goes deep and then hurt them. Maybe in their childhood, somebody may have offended or hurt them in some kind of way. Praise God. Those feelings are real, and those wounds sometimes go real, real deep. Amen. And sometimes it's hard to let go of it, but you can do it. Amen. And so if it comes up, if someone is, amen, being ministered to, praise the Lord, and you hit a wall, praise God, because you're having a hard time forgiving. Forgiving really means you're releasing. You're releasing that one that harmed you. You ask God to forgive you and ask him to cleanse you, and then ask him, Lord, help me to release this. Help me to stop dwelling in it and staying in it. Help me to move forward. Praise God. Amen. You must release. You must forgive. You must walk in forgiveness. I don't care how many times a person hurts you, harms you, does things to you, come on, somebody talks about you, criticizes, whatever, amen, you must forgive, amen. God wants us to live in forgiveness and walk in forgiveness, and then you must love, because the Bible says, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. Praise God. Now, I want to read Matthew chapter 6, verses 14 and 15, and it says, for if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Praise God. So in other words, you, in order to receive forgiveness, you got to be willing to forgive, and you got to be willing to release and let it go. Don't hold anything in your heart. Amen. Unforgiveness will breed resentment, and it will breed bitterness. Amen. A lot of people are sick because they're bitter. They're full of hatred. They're full of unforgiveness. They are bitter. Oh, my God. And we must not allow any root of bitterness to take root in our heart. Praise the Lord. Amen. I don't care what tragedy you've been through, and I'm not making light of it. We know that these things are real. Praise God. We've all been through some hurtful things. We've been through some painful things. Praise God. But the Spirit of the Lord will yet give you compassion. He'll put that healing balm of Gilead. He'll minister life back into you. He'll minister hope back into you. He will restore you. He will reinflate the sail. Praise the Lord, that you can continue on, oh my God, and fulfill your destiny. Praise God, because you know what? God is a sovereign God. He's a loving God. He's a kind God. All these things he is. Amen. But don't allow unforgiveness to settle down in your heart. And then number six, you must pray. Praise God. You must ask God to deliver you and set you free in the name of Jesus. Ask God to deliver. Ask him. Just simply ask. The Bible says if you ask, you will receive. If you seek, you will find. If you knock, the door will be open. So all we simply have to do is ask the Lord. Once we have, we know that, praise God, we have been honest with God, and we've humbled ourselves down, praise God, and we've repented, we've renounced, we've asked forgiveness, then we can pray. Praise the Lord, and we know that God will hear us. Praise the Lord. Now, and then number seven talks about warfare. Sometimes we must war, amen. But the Bible says, and this is one of our three, I believe, our theme scriptures, amen, that we want to, amen, adhere to, and that's in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, amen, verses 3 and 4. It says, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. And this is what this is all about. We want to pull down strongholds. Amen. We want to weaken the power base of the enemy. And all the imps that go with the strong man must go out. Praise the Lord. They cannot stay. Not one of them can stay. Praise God. All of them must leave. Praise God, so that we're clean, and then we get refilled or filled up baptized with the Holy Ghost, and then the Holy Ghost should come in. Amen. Take total control of our life. Praise God. Change will come. It will be evident. Amen. We saw a wonderful deliverance on last week. Praise the Lord, young lady, that God is going to use mightily in the kingdom of God. We saw the power of God, amen, minister to this young lady and set her free in some areas and things. Praise God. God will set you free. She began to cry out, pray for me, pray for me. I want to be free. I want to be free. Praise the Lord. And God did just what she asked him to do. Praise the Lord. I mean, she did not even look the same. Praise God. She did not act the same. Praise God. Her demeanor changed. And you could tell it was so evident that the power of God, amen, touched this young woman and brought about a change because she wanted God. Praise God. And when we, amen, get like that, we get desperate for him. Amen. He's going to come and he's going to see about us. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So prayer and warfare are two separate and distinct activities. Prayer is toward God and warfare is toward the enemy. Now, what that simply means is that when we war in the spirit. Praise God. And then we sometimes, you know, we go up in the Holy Ghost and angels, even sometimes war and angels have to come and help us fight in the Holy Ghost. But amen, when we pray and we war in the spirit, there's a different type of prayer. Amen. We know when things are coming down because we begin to war. We begin to go up in the Holy Ghost. Praise God. And then the Lord, amen, there are times when he'll give us what's going on. He'll give us in the natural how to pray. Praise God. So what we must do, we use the weapons of submission to God, the blood of Jesus Christ, the word of God, and our testimony as a believer. All these things will defeat the enemy because the word says we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Praise God. So we identify the spirits. We address them directly by name in a commanding voice and in faith command them to go in the name of Jesus. This is what Paul did in Acts chapter 16. Amen. He simply commanded the demon to go and it went. Amen. So we must take authority. We must, again, walk in the authority that God has given us. Now, let me read a scripture, another scripture. Luke chapter 10, verse 19. It says, and this is Jesus. He says, behold, I give unto you power. Listen, he said, I give unto you power, authority, amen, to tread on serpents. We have the power to tread on them, walk on them. Amen. Crush them. Oh, praise God. And scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, all the power of the enemy, not just some things, not just a few things, praise God. God has given us power over the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Jesus was telling the boys this, praise God. He was just letting them know, yeah, I give you power. Praise God. Amen. And then he went on to tell them, you know, don't rejoice in this, but rather rejoice that your name is written in heaven. In other words, stay humble. Praise God. No matter how God uses you, beloved, stay humble. Praise God. Recognize that it's nothing of you, but amen, but God counted you worthy. Praise the Lord. Amen. So when he uses us, he's counting us worthy. Amen. And we give it right back up to him. We give him glory. We give him honor. And we continue to walk in our authority that God has given us. Praise God. Now, these are steps to deliverance. Praise God. And I wanted to kind of go over this because as you go through this again, amen, if you're not willing to be honest and open and all these things, amen, God can't help us. Amen. We want to be free. Amen. He whom the Son set free, again, is free indeed. Now, I want to also talk about how to retain deliverance. And I know I'm kind of jumping ahead just a little bit, but this is a good foundation for us to have because if you've gone through deliverance, praise God, amen, it's a refresher to know how to retain it, how to keep it, praise God. Number one, all of us, in order to stay free, amen, we must put on the armor of God. We must put all of it on. This is our armor, praise God. And I won't read the scripture, but Ephesians 6, 10 through 18 talks about the armor. It talks about being our loins girded about with truth. We just talked about truth. Amen. The breastplate of righteousness, this will cover your heart. Amen. When those darts come to pierce your heart. Amen. To get down in there and hurt you. The breastplate of righteousness, right living, right doing, should take precedence. Amen. And then your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Amen. We should walk in peace. I don't care what turmoil goes on. We should walk in peace. Don't let the enemy steal your peace, your rest. If you're not resting, beloved, the enemy didn't come in to steal from you. Take it back. Take it back by force. The Bible says the kingdom suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. We got to get violent with the enemy. Amen. Then the shield of faith, trusting God. Keep that shield of faith up. Know that God won't leave you in the battle. He won't leave you hanging. Come on. Amen. If you're in battle, he's going to see you through it. Praise the Lord, because he's that kind of God. Amen. Now, then the helmet of salvation. You need your mind to be guarded and protected. Amen. You need to renew your mind in the word. Amen. Stay in the word. Stop focusing on folk and what's going on around you, beloved. Praise the Lord. Stay in the word. Be renewed in your mind. Amen. The God say our mercies are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness. So every morning, amen, we should get a renewal. Praise God. We should get a refreshing. Amen. We do that by the word. All right. And then the sword of the spirit, which is the word of God. Amen. Fight with your sword. Don't fight with your natural means. Don't fight with carnal weapons. Fight with the word. Jesus defeated the devil with the word of God. Thank you, Jesus. And then we must pray in the spirit. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Amen. When you don't exactly know what's going on, pray in the Holy Ghost. Begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. About Shandabo Seke. Lobo Shandabo Haya. My God, you begin to do that. Amen. Your spirit man becomes alert. You become a, it's like when, amen, the commanders say attention, you know, or you know, you stand to attention. You're on alert. You're ready. Praise God. You're listening. Amen. You're in position. Praise God. When you begin to pray in the Holy Ghost, praise God, your spirit comes alive. It takes precedent. Okay, what's going on? Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Now, listen, we must guard our mind and our thought life. Amen. Demons, most demons seeking to reenter attack our thoughts. So you refuse the thoughts of the enemy and replace them with positive spiritual thoughts. Fill your mind with the word daily. Again, we read about resisting the enemy. Amen. And he will flee from us. But Philippians 4:8 talks about what sort of things are just, what sort of things are true. You think on those things. So we must change our thinking. Amen. So number one, we're going to put on the armor of God. We thank God for this word today. Amen. Beloved, you have been listening to Set Free Live, brought to you by Women of Power Ministry. Praise God. Amen. We're going to pick this up on our next broadcast. But I want to pray. Amen. At this time, Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you, God, for what you're doing for us, Father. We thank you for deliverance. We thank you for wholeness. We thank you, God, that you have come to set us free. And I'm asking you, Father, to touch everyone listening now. Touch that boy, touch that girl, touch that man, touch that woman, touch that minister, that preacher, pastor, whoever's listening, Father. Touch and encourage right now. Strengthen us in this word, God. Help us to take this word, Father God, and apply it to our life, God. Continue to minister even all night long, God. That one that's sick right now, Father, you touch and you heal right now. In the name of Jesus, we thank you and we praise you now for your word, God. Help us to continue to hide your word in our heart that we might not sin against you. We thank you now in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Beloved, we pray that this broadcast has been a blessing to you. Amen. If you'd like further information about our ministry, we ask that you go to our website, www.wopministries.org. Praise God. You can leave us a prayer request. We have a link address, email address. Praise God. Amen. Go to our website. Amen. And you can even drop us a comment right on the website. Let us know how the broadcast is being a blessing. Praise God. Now we're going to pick up on our next broadcast. Amen. We pray that you will have a blessed evening in the Lord. Stay encouraged, beloved. Know that God loves you. Know that he cares. And he does have your best interests at heart. He is working things out just for you because he loves you and because he cares. Until we meet again, it is my prayer that God will continue to keep you right in the center of his will. Keep your eyes and keep your focus on the Lord, beloved. Don't lose focus. Don't get off track. Praise God. Stay in the vein of the Holy Ghost and continue to seek the face of God in this hour and know that God will bring you through. Amen. He has not brought you this far, beloved, to leave you. Amen. He's not brought you this far. Amen. And he will not, where he will not, amen, see you through. So know that God loves you, beloved. Praise God. My time is gone for today. Amen. But I want you to continue. Amen. pressing toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Until we meet on our next broadcast, know that God loves you. God bless you.